This is JIS News. Coming up, 500 to benefit from Golden Grove Sugar Barracks. Scrap metal trade resumes Monday and website set up to handle scrap metal theft. The details after this message. Stay with us.
Back up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is our duty.
NSWMA. Now the news. Close to 500 residents of Sugar Barracks in Golden Grove, St. Thomas and its environs are to benefit from 225 housing solutions costing almost $306 million. The project, financed under the European Union Sugar Accompanying Measures Program, is being undertaken through the government's Sugar Estates Barracks Relocation Program. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says this move is another step towards positively transforming Jamaica.
The intention is to build wholesome communities, remove the stigma associated with living in barracks, and thereby correct a historical wrong that has persisted for far too long. We are not merely building houses. We are building modern communities outfitted with A-class infrastructure.
The Prime Minister was speaking Thursday at the signing of contracts for the development. Scrap metal traders will have to abide by a number of stringent rules to keep their licenses when the trade officially reopens on Monday, January 28. Announcing a raft of rigorous regulations at a recent press briefing, Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Anthony Hilton, said there is a global demand for scrap metal and the government's focus is on tightening up the system in order for Jamaica to benefit from the vital foreign exchange the industry attracts. Under the new regulations, all exporters except those who generate their own scrap metal will be required to post a $7 million bond with the Factories Corporation of Jamaica.
The intent is to apply a portion of the bond towards compensation for victims of theft. A convicted exporter will pay a fine of up to $2 million and lose his or her license to operate.
Minister Hilton says all exporters, inclusive of dealers, carriers, and handcart transporters, must be in possession of a license or permit from the Trade Board. Meanwhile, members of the public will now be able to lodge complaints of scrap metal theft. This through a website, scrapalertjamaica.com. The website, mounted by the Factories Corporation of Jamaica, is expected to go live on Monday, January 28, when the trade officially reopens. Industry Minister Anthony Hilton says stricter measures will be put in place for the operation of the trade.
Customs and the police will be posted permanently at the sites, and there will be 100% inspection of all containers. Additionally, the police and customs are duly authorized to carry out random checks at both exporter and dealer storage sites.
He notes that given previous announcements about the pending reopening of the trade, all players are expected to present their licenses on Monday before they would be allowed to begin any operations. And the Broadcasting Commission of Jamaica, BCJ, is set to roll out additional programs under Phase 3 of its media literacy project in schools across the island. Addressing a recent meeting with stakeholders, Executive Director of the BCJ, Cordell Green, said under the third and final phase, the commission will be establishing media mentorship programs in 5 pilot schools this year with the help of existing media practitioners. In addition, 5 internet school community radio stations will be set up and operated by the students.
This media literacy and information literacy project was conceptualized as an absolutely necessary intervention in dealing with problematic content in traditional media and new media, but equally the need to empower Jamaican children and by extension the Jamaican society in making use of media for personal and national development.
The commission will also seek to embed media and information literacy in the curricula of teachers, colleges, and primary and junior high schools across Jamaica. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.